My name's Mike Baskill. I'm head of the School of Modern Languages here in Bristol. And I'm very pleased to welcome you all, large number of people, to this one-day conference on the role of feedback in teaching and learning in modern languages. As you will know, no doubt, this conference follows on from a conference, successive event on innovation in language teaching and learning at university held at Newcastle last year, hosted by Dr. Frank Michel, who is here today and speaking today. The idea there, I think, should be a two-yearly cycle of conferences, general conferences such as last year's, followed in the intervening years, there should be smaller, more focused conferences on specific topics, such as that taking place today. So, I'm very pleased that you've come to Bristol for this first conference. Pleased to welcome a very impressive list of delegates from across the UK, and indeed people from further afield, these two delegates from Germany here. The event has attracted quite a large amount of sponsorship, which is significant, very pleasing. And to begin with, I think I just thank the sponsors. Some of these are local. The Education Support Unit in Bristol has sponsored the event, as has the Bristol Institute for Research in the Arts, the Bristol Institute for Research in the Humanities and Arts, which is known locally as Bertha, if you do get it right way around, you see. We've also had money externally from DAAD, the German Academic Exchange Services, and commercially from Sanco and Turning Point, who have displays out in the Condon area there. So we're very grateful to all these for their support for today's event. I'm particularly pleased it's taking place here for another reason, I think. In line with the Worsen Report, its recommendations on its observations really, on the separation between language centres and modern language departments in many universities. Not entirely because of Worsen, but in line with it. Bristol has just gone through a process of merging the two operations, so all foreign language teaching is now brought together within the School of Modern Languages. Not necessarily an easy process, but I think it's a successful one. And this is the first year that the new integrated unit has been running. And I think it's been successful internally, politically, and securing their future by getting great prominence for modern languages within the university. But one of the things I found particularly pleasing about it has been the greatly increased dialogue between languages and between colleagues in different language departments within this bigger school of languages. Partly, of course, this makes for greater sharing of good practice, as the jargon has in it. But I think it's gone beyond that. And people talking to each other spark up ideas, and so it's not only the sharing, but also the development of good practice. And it's no accident, I think, three of my colleagues, Jonas Langer, Lori Zantini, and behind me, because I'm looking at the front there, and then Joan Ton, who I'm probably masking from the audience at the moment, have co-organised this conference from three different language departments. They've done a lot already over the past year, and looking at the way that technology might enhance their particular language teaching operation. I'm pleased to say that other members of the School of Modern Languages have won the university prizes this year for their use of technology and translation in particular. Again, that's teached inspired by the group of organisers of this particular conference. I think my final thought on that, it's not meant to be local triumphalist, is that this is actually good for modern languages as a whole. My observation is that modern languages now leading the Faculty of Arts in its development of teaching technology. And this is becoming obviously increasingly important. And it's good for the sector as a whole that modern language should be doing this and taking the lead and being seen to be coming into these things. So I wish you all a productive day, and we look forward to findings going much further in this room, indeed, meeting colleagues around the university sector and their thinking about language teaching. So thank you.